Yep, that excited fella on the phone is Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. He went vacationing to beautiful spring climes, but he's happy now because it's snowing and cold in the Northland. Good morning, Larry. Larry? Whoops.
I was afraid.
Sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. I was afraid being gone when I was in March that I was going to miss some big snowstorms. Well, I didn't. And now Mother Nature is going to be giving it here. You know the old saying, March comes in like a lion or a lamb and goes out in the opposite.
Right.
I don't know how lambish it was when it started, but it's certainly going to be going out like a lion. Yeah, we're going to have an interesting snow. Now, this snow, 7 to 10 inches, is an interesting forecast. The first forecast I heard about it said 3 to 5, so it's one of these growing forecasts. We'll also see. I'm not so sure it's going to hit every place. You know, you look on the weather channel, and you see the directions of the storms, and they are often going to be one spot gets the most amount of snow and other spots gets less. It is going to be a wasted snow day for those who are in school because I don't think we're going to get any time off. However, the other thing about it I think is interesting is the temperatures. The temperatures are going to be cold, so we won't have a wet snow. As we often do in spring, we get wet snow, and wet snows are very hard to deal with, but these dry snows, 15 degrees, oh my gosh, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. And speaking of temperatures, I hope you made close note of what you just said about early, I guess you could call it an April Fool's joke, that we are going to be near 0 degrees on Sunday morning, April 1. We almost never get below zero in April, and I think if we're this close, we might as well go for it. I can only recall once, and that was 20 years ago, where we had a day in April, and then it was only one day that it dipped below zero. So it'd be just great to do it again. The other thing of note is this winter has been such that the snowiest month has been February, and as I said once before, that almost never happens. 01, back 17 years ago, is the only time I ever recorded it in 40 years of weather stats of February being the snowiest month of the winter. Now, things can still change. You might remember 5 years ago when April gave us so much snow, so things can still change, but I don't expect that to happen. Spring is happening, though it's rather slow right now, and anybody getting out this weekend in the snow and in the cold temperatures is probably not going to think thoughts of this being spring, but spring is happening, and it's really cool the way it's happening. Yesterday was a really good example. We started off, we had frozen snow along the side of the road. We had temperatures that were below freezing. It didn't get real warm during the day, but in that sunlight, and it was a long day of plenty of sunlight, there was a lot of melting. And during the course of the night, the temperatures dropped. All that melting froze. And so this morning when I was out on my walk, I had to deal with a lot of ice. And then, of course, this little new snow that came covered the ice. Now, I'm clumsy enough. I don't need something like that to fall. But this sure helped the situation along. So, yeah, yes, it is. It steps toward spring. That wouldn't happen in the depths of winter. And I have several other springy things that I want to report. But before I do that, please make note of the full moon coming up again on Saturday night, which we'll probably, we might see part of it on Saturday night. I don't think we're going to see much of it tonight. That is the second full moon for the month of March, a blue moon, the second time that happened this year. And you got to go back to 1999 to find another year that had 2 months of two full moons. So anyway, that's something worth noting. Now, how about this for some migrating things that are happening? First of all, 25th, that was last Sunday, I saw flocks of geese, but I've been seeing flocks of geese pretty much every day. I saw a northern harrier come across, a type of hawk that was flying over, early migrant. The 26th on Monday, a sandhill crane flew right over my house, which is always a good sign of early migration. And then as I took my walk and went to a nearby river, I saw in the open waters of the river, I saw a hooded merganser. A hooded merganser is also also one of the early migrants that shows up. The 27th, to me, was really the exciting thing. I went out at dusk to a spot where in previous years I had always heard woodcocks doing their performing and dancing at dusk at about 8 o'clock. And I went out, and, of course, everything is still covered with snow. The Weather Service says we have 8 inches of snow on the ground, and, of course, that varies a great deal. But the site where the woodcock usually does its performance, it's the kind of dancing that it does. It waddles along and makes a kind of noise, and then it takes off in a flight. Anyway, that was all covered with snow. So I was wondering, where is this critter going to perform if it is back? And sure enough, I heard it. It had found a little spot along the side of the road where there was no snow. I mean, it was a small area, but that was it. The bird was willing to dance anyway. So I did see it. That was on the 27th. On the 28th, I saw flocks of juncos. Now, I've had a junco that has wintered with us this year, so this is different from that. This is the migrating juncos. And then, though I did not see it myself, I had someone tell me about seeing robins, too. I still haven't seen robins. I still haven't seen red-winged blackbirds and grackles, which are almost always going to show up by late March, but I still haven't seen those. Other things of note, on the 24th, last Saturday, a skunk was walking along the road nearby our house. And on the 25th, on Sunday, we had a chipmunk in the yard. These are both sleepers that when they get up, it's usually a pretty good sign they're going to stay up. They don't wake up and go back to sleep at this late date. They will at earlier dates. We had a little snow this week, and of course, a little snow meant get out there and see the animal tracks, and there were plenty to see. The usual fox, coyote, squirrels, deer, and so forth, but the ones that I really enjoyed seeing were a lot of snowshoe hare tracks. That critter, I wondered about how it was going to handle this winter, but seeing a lot of their tracks was a good sign. And then an otter. An otter went across the road and went to visit a river and so forth. And once again, that's always a good sign. Now, there's things going on in the world of plants as well. We have crocuses right outside our house. They're on the south side of the house. They get sunlight. And last week on Friday, on the 23rd, I noticed the buds sticking up, yellow buds. And then from the 24th on to the 28th, very slowly, they have been opening once again in the sunlight. And then also on the 28th, I saw the first dandelions in bloom, which is always a sign of something is coming on. Yeah, we don't always appreciate dandelions, and we don't always appreciate Canada geese. But when the two of them come and start to show up in the springtime, we usually are glad to see them. So, yeah, Lisa, we may be getting snow, we may be getting cold, but things are happening, and I suggest get out and take a look. You know, the days continue to get longer. Things are happening. So,
well, especially enjoy. Folks that have really been missing out on their winter recreation tomorrow morning, like you say, with a dry snow, ought to be good conditions for people to get out, maybe do a little
That's
skiing,
exactly right.
Snowshoeing.
You said it.
All right, so I'm going to be reading about it in a book on the couch in front of the fireplace. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.